Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Let's see if we can do two more bills here before we break. Please recognize Representative Jackson for CCR to Senate Bill 243.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 243 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to revenue and taxation.
Representative Jackson, you're recognized to explain the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 243 eliminates the excise tax dedication program. With that, I'll answer any questions.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
It basically allows for all the...
Yes, Mr. Speaker, and I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought we said we were shutting down and we weren't going to go to another even more complicated bill. But that being the case, Representative Jackson, could you please explain what in the world this bill is doing? Because it seems like a real short, simple bill, but I'm not quite so sure about that.
Sure, it is. Basically, what it's doing is it's eliminating a dedication program that was passed in 1996, and that dedication program is through the Oklahoma Aeronautics Commission. And basically, what it does is it allows for individuals to dedicate excise tax dollars to certain places, and we're just eliminating that program.
Representative Reynolds, for a follow-up.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. According to the bill summary, says repeals a statutory law that provides an excise tax credit. So my first question is, an excise tax credit to who?
It's not a tax credit. It's a tax dedication program. Basically, what happens is when an individual buys an airplane over $5 million, they can dedicate that excise tax or request of the Oklahoma Aeronautics Commission where to send those monies in the state. And we're just saying that when it was first actually brought up in 96, there were certain individuals that were really for the program, but we're trying now to benefit the entire system of the aerospace system, all the airports in the state, regional business airports.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Thank you. So the reason that this tax was passed back in 1996 is because...
Tax, not tax.
The reason that this statute was passed back in 1996 was because certain individuals might want to incentivize the economic development in their district. And they could designate where that tax that they were paying was going. And so this House of Representatives, which we weren't here, said this is a good deal as long as that tax is going to go to the area I want it to go to. But now that that money is not going, now we have some people that want to get in on that money and they're not getting it, so we don't want to let people have that ability anymore to designate. Shouldn't we just repeal the whole thing then?
That's what we're doing, repealing the whole
thing. The whole tax and the excise tax and prevent that as opposed to now letting somebody that's not generating any of the money be a beneficiary of that money.
We can discuss that in a future legislative date, but at this point, the excise tax, what we're focusing on is and basically what this program does is, let's say that you wanted to dictate to ODOT exactly where you went and bought a car tag. You want to say, because I bought that car tag, that money can only go to Highway 81 or Highway 412, and that's what we're trying to do away with.
Representative Fott for a question on the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple questions, if possible. Where will these excise tax monies go now if this is repealed?
Where will they go if this is repealed? To the 49 regional business airports in the state.
Follow up.
You mean?
Plus all the smaller airports as well. The entire system.
So you're telling me it might possibly benefit Davis Field and Muskogee if this is repealed?
Yes.
Representative McPeak for a question on the report.
I'd like to yield to Representative Shoemaker, but he doesn't understand it, so I'll go ahead and take it. We were confused in this area in that this is a repealer to do. Your explanation and his explanation are not the same. So you're saying that rather than designating this for a certain airport,
right. This
will go to all the airports.
That's the basic idea. Yes. What happens now is if you buy an airplane of $5 million or more, you're going to pay a excise tax on that. And what it says, only for airplanes over $5 million, and you can dedicate that anywhere to any airport that you want. What we're saying is we're taking away that program or trying to do away with that program to benefit the entire system itself.
Follow-up, recognized.
You understand why Representative Fault and I are interested, because we just have lots of those airplanes stationed at Davis Field, so it makes us really interested.
Sure. Representative McCullough for a question on the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Jackson, when we were serving on the Aerospace Committee together in the last couple of years, do you recall one of the central issues of discussion was the need to try to get some capital improvements to our regional airports because the business practice that has come into play over the last, you know, really 10 years or so has been for executives and people who are making large business decisions to want to fly in closer to the locus of the plant or the facility that they would be operating and then be able to depart instead of going through major hub airports.
I couldn't agree more. Well said.
Representative Inman for a question on the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Jackson, can you tell me where the majority of these excise taxes go currently? What airports are the main beneficiaries?
I think that there have been five or six that have been beneficiaries. I think that for the most part, they have gone to two airports. One is Wiley Post and one is in Bartlesville. But the issue is right now there's a lot of money that they haven't even used for specific projects, which they are required to, but it's sitting at the Oklahoma Aeronautics Commission at this point. Wiley Post and Bartlesville are obviously very important airports to the entire system. And even if this is repealed, Wiley Post is a feeder airport of Will Rogers. So we're going to continue to invest in the regional airports. And what we're saying is let's try to get it done as quickly as possible. And if those airports are not using the funds that are currently available, $2-4 million, let's get those out. And then we'll continue to invest. Wiley Post and Bartlesville and all those that have benefited from the program are going to continue to benefit from the excise tax that's levied.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. But Representative Jackson, I, like Representative Reynolds said, I wasn't here. But as I'm running through the logic behind the current system, it would make sense to me, at least, to think that the reason it was set up was probably because those planes that are being purchased and are by folks that use those airports most frequently, and therefore that's probably where the money ought to go, where those airplanes are being used, as opposed to sending it to some place out in the middle of nowhere that receives no air traffic.
Well, it doesn't matter where you buy it in the state of Oklahoma. They could dedicate it. They could dedicate it anywhere they wanted to. Now, like I said, there's been five or six different airports that have received some of these monies. But for the most part, what we're trying to do is just to benefit the entire program. At this point, they're not using the funds that they're receiving because they don't have projects that are shovel ready. So what we're trying to do is just benefit the entire system itself, and that's the basic idea and gist behind this bill.
Representative Morgan for a question on the report.
Representative Jackson, it sounds very similar to years ago when you used to buy a car tag. The money that was the excise tax that was collected from that car tag went to whatever school district that tag agency was located in. So if you bought it in Oklahoma City and you actually lived in Kingfisher, yeah, or Enid, the money stayed in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
They finally figured out that really wasn't a good way, because excise tax should be spread among all of the users, not just where you bought the car tag. The legislature later then said, doesn't matter where you buy your car tag and pay that excise tax, it goes into the general fund and is equally dispersed among all of the school districts. We're trying to now take that excise tax that's spent on these aircraft and do the same thing with it and say, that's Oklahoma's excise tax money, not a specific, you don't get to designate where that money goes. You bought the plane, we're going to spread it among all of the potential beneficiaries that could be used that fund.
Where you, as the plane owner, might be landing next week anyway. Yes, it's to benefit the entire system as a whole.
Representative Smithson for a question on the report.
Mr. Speaker, and you may have answered this, Representative Jackson, earlier. The little rural airports like mine down at Sidlesaw, are they going to have just as good a shot at getting some of this money as Oklahoma City Airport or Enid Airport? Is there some kind of criteria to where where they've got to be so big to get it?
The answer to your first, the first part of your question was yes.
Follow up.
Yeah, they've got to be some criteria. The little ones are not going to get it. Is that your answer?
No. It benefits the entire. I can't. Yeah.
Members of the House will come to order.
Can't hear.
Having trouble hearing the questions? Give your attention to Representative Smithson so he can restate his question. Representative Jackson, you're recognized for the answer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. These small airports will have a better chance with this bill than without this bill. Yes. Does that answer your question?
Follow up.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a couple more. Representative Jackson, what is the objective criteria by which it will be determined who gets the money and how much? Will it? Is a potential exist? It'll all go to some airport in Enid, or
no?
All go to? Why not? What?
There's
I don't see
a process by which these funds are already sent out, and it's done through the Oklahoma Aeronautics Board, which is appointed by a number of different people.
One follow-up, you recognized.
I agree. There's a process. Right now, the process is the person that buys the airplane designate where it goes, but we're repealing that.
Not with all the excise tax. We're talking about a very small portion of it, or not necessarily a small portion, but a very, very few transactions, because a lot of the planes are under $5 million. Those are not dedicated. So there is a process by which all the system is taken care of and looked at.
Push your button and hop back in queue, Representative Reynolds. Representative Thompson for a question on the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Jackson, would you agree with me that the criteria for these regional airports should probably go in alphabetical order?
I don't know if I'll answer that question.
The representative from Woodward would waive the requirement to answer that question, Representative. Representative Glenn, you're recognized for a question. He waves. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Jackson, we heard earlier today that some people, they call it fiscal conservatism or something, when they have money still in the bank. And yet it seems to be a detriment now to Wiley Post Airport that they've got money still in the bank that they haven't spent yet, and we're going to punish them because they haven't spent that money yet by taking away future designations. Or did I misunderstand what you said?
No, they're not going to be punished. I mean, they are, like I said, they are a feeder airport. They are going to continue to be a large beneficiary of these taxes that are levied. They are a very important airport, as well as so are the other 49 regional business.
Representative Dank for a question.
Hello, here I am over here. Representative Jackson, why are we doing this tonight instead of maybe last week or the week before? It doesn't seem to me like it would take too much brain power to put this bill together. I mean, why are we doing it tonight? What's been the holdup?
Well, yeah.
Representative Dank?
Or you don't think it merits one? Why are we doing the bill? What has been the delay in bringing this bill to the floor? Does that ask it a little better?
But this bill has just come over from the Senate. It was at the end of the session that they actually looked at this program, and it was determined that the overall program was not working. So what they were trying to do is repeal it so that the entire system would benefit from it.
Representative Bands for a question.
Are you sitting back there doing it?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Jackson, does this not give the decision makers at the Aeronautics Commission much more flexibility to address immediate needs?
Yes.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Jackson, what was the original intent of this bill? Because it doesn't appear it had anything to do with excise taxes. In fact, I might get ready to question the germaneness here in just a second.
I'm not sure exactly what it dealt with, revenue and taxation.
You recognized?
I believe I'll question the germaneness of this bill. Or we could lay it over in the morning.
I'll stand at ease. Mr. Floor Leader, could you come forward so I can ask you a question unrelated to the current point of order? House, come to order. Representative Reynolds, in addressing your point of order, it is the opinion of the chair that the subject members of the House will come to order. Members of the House, come to order. Representative Reynolds, it's the opinion of the chair that the subject of the CCS, which contains language dealing with taxation related to aerospace activities, more likely than not, does have a common, closely akin subject or purpose that's plainly visible to the subject matter contained in Gross Senate Bill 243, which deals with the subject of taxation related to aerospace activities. As such, it's the ruling of the chair that the conference committee report is germane to Gross Senate Bill 243 and is therefore in order. Further questions on the report? Seeing none, Representative Jackson moves adoption of the CCR to Senate Bill 243. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adopting the report, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 243 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to revenue and taxation.
Representative Jackson moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk, I create the machine. Sergeant, it's announced. Roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of Senate Bill 243. Representative Enns votes aye. Representative Steele votes aye. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative Johnson votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Smithson votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes aye. Representative Miller votes aye. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative Williams votes aye. Representative Ortega votes aye. Representative Christian votes aye. Representative Roan votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote. Representative Arms votes aye. Representatives Key, Nelson, Peters, Martin Scott, Treblecock, Wesselhoff, and McCaffrey, do you care to vote? Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
89 aye, 4 nay.
Having received a majority vote, as elected and constituted in the House, declare the bill to have passed. Representative Jackson now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency without objection. That'll be the order. Declare the vote.
89 aye, 4
nay. Received 2/3 vote, as elected and constituted in the House, declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.